Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 16th comes from Numbers 25. As we discussed in our meditation for Numbers 22, the book of Numbers describes Israel's descent. In the beginning of Numbers, we see the perfect system Israel received that made it possible for Yahweh to dwell in their midst. But then, the rest of the book traces Israel's fall all the way down to extremely dark places of rebellion. Here, in Numbers 25, things continue to get worse as Israel begins to worship the gods of the Moabites and the Midianites. Numbers 25, verse 3 is the tragic statement of this passage. So Israel yoked himself to Baal of Peor. This is the nightmare of the golden calf all over again, with Yahweh's people worshiping false gods. But just as Yahweh gave the order for Israel's judges to go through the camp and slaughter any men who had begun to worship the Baal of Peor, in Numbers 25, verse 5, an Israelite brought a Midianite woman into his tent. Phinehas, the grandson of Aaron, rose up, took a spear, and pierced the man and his whore, Numbers 25, verse 1, through their bellies. And Yahweh relented from his wrath against Israel, in Numbers 25, verses 7 through 8. Yahweh was pleased that Phinehas had been jealous for Yahweh, and he blessed all Israel because of what Phinehas did. It is fascinating, though, that when Jesus Christ came, he did not come to punish evildoers and the worshippers of false gods. We do not find Jesus piercing sinners to wipe away the sins of Israel. Instead, we see Jesus submitting to be pierced in order to take upon himself the wrath of God against our sin. Ultimately, the work of Phinehas addressed one problem at one time in Israel's history. When Jesus gave up his life as a sacrifice on the cross, however, he offered himself up as a once-for-all sacrifice for the people of God. Therefore, in Numbers 25, we can almost hear God hinting at the great work of his Son, saying that the Lord Jesus Christ has turned back my wrath from the people of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I did not consume the people of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and to his descendants after him the covenant of perpetual priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the people of Israel. As we read in Numbers 25, verses 11 through 13. Today, do not be yoked with the false gods of this world. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. But instead, remember the words of your kind Savior who was pierced for you. He says this in Matthew 11, verses 29 through 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment today to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.